Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
My goodness, boy, you have missed one of the biggest spectacles going on the past few minutes at this congressional hearing. I want to go back live so you can listen in to what's happening. I will try to bring you up to date momentarily.
Parliamentary inquiry.
Is controlled by the gentleman from
Parliamentary
South.
Inquiry.
A parliamentary inquiry is
Mr.
not
Bannon,
in order when
your
the gentleman from South Carolina controls the time.
Agent Strzok, just so the record's clear, because it's been
a little while,
I didn't ask you the content of those interviews. I didn't ask you the names of who you interviewed. I asked you whether or not you interviewed anyone from July the 31st until August the 8th. And I find it interesting that the FBI will tell us no interviews were conducted before July 31st. That apparently doesn't impact an ongoing probe. But between July 31st and August 8th, it does. Here's the good news. I already know the answer to it. I went and looked at the file. The first interview that I can find is on August the 11th of 2016, which is 11 days after it began, which makes me wonder, on August the 6th, so you hadn't interviewed anyone, you're investigating this alleged Russian collusion with the Trump campaign, you're the lead investigator, you originated the investigation, you're the point of contact, you drafted the document, and here you are before you've interviewed a single solitary witness saying, F Trump. Then that same day, your colleague, Lisa Page, wrote, maybe you're meant to protect the country from that menace. And you responded, I can protect the country at many levels. We're not even a week into an investigation that you originated, approved, were the contact for. You hadn't interviewed a single solitary soul until August 11th. And you're already promising to protect the country from that menace, Donald Trump. And then on August the 8th, you still hadn't interviewed anyone. You're 8 days into your Russian collusion with the Trump campaign investigation, and you got another text from your colleague, Lisa Page.
More than colleague, by the way.
Trump's not ever going to become president, right? Right? And you replied, no. No, he's not. We'll stop it. By the time you promised to stop him from becoming president on August the 8th, how many interviews had you conducted?
Mr. Gowdy, so two answers to that. One, with regard to how many interviews had or had not been conducted, I've been directed by counsel for the FBI not to
drag this guy
Second,
away
sir,
in handcuffs. Do it now.
In the context of
drag him out.
And what they meant.
And someone may ask you that question, Agent Strzok, but I didn't. I ask you how many people you interviewed before you wrote it. If you want to get into context, let one of my other colleagues do that with you. Here's what I want to know. Who's the he and he's not?
He is then candidate Trump.
So when you said, no, Donald Trump's not, in connection with the question going to become president, what's the it?
Chairman
we'll
Gowdy.
We'll stop it.
Chairman Gowdy, that text needs to be taken in the context
I'm asking, look, if you want to have a debate over a two-letter word, we're going to have to do that some other time. What and who did you mean by it?
Mr. Gowdy, as I've stated, that text was written late at night in shorthand.
I don't care when it was written.
About.
I don't care
it's
whether it was longhand, cursive. I don't care about any of that. I want to know what it meant, Agent Strzok.
It would be his candidacy for the presidency.
See, wasn't that tough?
And my sense that the American
population
would not vote him into office.
Right, right. Well, we hadn't gotten to the will yet.
Well, I'm trying to cut through the chase and explain the text.
The will is the American people. Is that right? That's your testimony. The will stop it. You were speaking on behalf of the American people. Is that correct?
Mr. Gowdy, what my testimony is and what I said during extensive asking of this question during my prior interview is, I don't recall writing that text.
Are you denying writing the text?
What I can tell you is that text in no way suggested that I or the FBI would take any action to influence the candidacy
Agent
of
Strzok, that is a fantastic answer to a question nobody asked.
Yeah, Mr. Gowdy, you asked what I
meant. My question to you is the wheel.
Is going to be permitted to answer the question you posed? Well, you look forward to that.
So your testimony.
His time has expired,
Mr.
Chairman.
Your testimony.
By 2.5 minutes.
Weeks. It's going to be tough for me to get through it if I keep getting interrupted. Your testimony a couple of weeks ago was the "we met the American people," which I found confusing, because on November the 7th, which is the day before the election, you said this. You were concerned that those same American people that you were speaking on behalf of might actually elect Donald Trump president. So you said, OMG, this is effing terrifying. I think we know what effing means. I'm pretty sure we have OMG down too. What was terrifying about those same American people you trusted to stop him in August, not stopping him in November? What was so terrifying about that, Agent Strzok?
Mr. Gowdy, I do not have a copy of the transcript. We have not been provided that transcript.
It's your text. It's not the transcript. It's your text.
Mr. Gowdy, what I would say in that is, one, I was not referring to the American electorate at all. The American electorate, I respect, and their decisions and their right to vote is absolutely a cornerstone of our democracy. So at no time did I insult or call into question the judgment or the power of the American electorate. What I was expressing in that text is my personal belief and my personal sense of how I saw and what I believed in the potential upcoming administration.
And see, that's what I find so confounding, because in August you blamed the "we" on the American people, that the American people would stop it, because you don't want it to be you and Lisa
Mr.
Page,
Chairman,
and you don't want it to be
order.
The FBI.
Are we not given 5 minutes to answer questions? We have indulged this harassment 9 minutes.
The
this
chair,
the judiciary, and the oversight committee. I thought
the gentlewoman will suspend. The chair, in agreement with the ranking members of both committees, agreed that there would be liberality in the questioning by the chairman and the ranking members of each committee. The gentleman will continue.
What I find confounding,
then, Mr. Chairman,
Agent
we
Strzok,
expect that liberality on every one of our questionings.
What I find confounding, Agent Strzok, is you were counting on the American people. That was the "we" you referenced in August when you said, "we'll stop it." But the American people didn't stop it. He actually won. So then we go to March of 2017, and you're already talking longingly about him resigning. And then we go to the day that Special Counsel Mueller, well, before we go to that, that's March of 2017. March of 2016, you wrote, "God, Hillary should win 100 million to zero." And I'm assuming Hillary would be former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton?
That's correct.
All right. In March of 2016, weren't you investigating her for potential mishandling of classified information?
We were.
Had you interviewed her yet?
No.
Had you interviewed more than 30 other witnesses that wound up being interviewed?
I would have to check the case file, but I'll take your representation.
Well, if she had said something incriminating in your interview that took place months later of her, would she have won 100 million to zero then?
Likely not, no.
Well, then why wouldn't you wait until the investigation was over before you have her the nominee and winning a general election against an opponent that hadn't even been named yet? 100 million to zero, Agent
Strzok? Wow. This is pretty ugly. Trey Gowdy skewering Peter Strzok. We'll continue this spectacle right here, the Vince Coakley radio program. After 11 o'clock, Vince Coakley radio program, and the circus is underway. Let's listen into more of these hearings going on. Peter Strzok speaking right now.
Would not elect somebody demonstrating that behavior to be president of the United States. It was in no way, unequivocally, any suggestion that me, the FBI, would take any action whatsoever to improperly impact the electoral process for any candidate. So I take great offense and I take great disagreement to your assertion of what that was or wasn't. As to the 100 million to one, that was clearly a statement made in jest and using hyperbole. I, of course, recognize that millions of Americans were likely to vote for candidate Trump. I acknowledge that is absolutely their right. That is what makes our democracy such a vibrant process that it is. But to suggest somehow that we can parse down the words of shorthand textual conversations like there's some contract for a car is simply not consistent with my or most people's use of text messaging. I can assure you, Mr. Chairman, at no time in any of these texts did those personal beliefs ever enter into the realm of any action I took. Furthermore, this isn't just me sitting here telling you. You don't have to take my word for it. At every step, at every investigative decision, there are multiple layers of people above me, the assistant director, executive assistant director, deputy director, and director of the FBI, and multiple layers of people below me, section chiefs, supervisors, unit chiefs, case agents, and analysts, all of whom were involved in all of these decisions. They would not tolerate any improper behavior in me any more than I would tolerate it in them. That is who we are as the FBI. And the suggestion that I, in some dark chamber somewhere in the FBI, would somehow cast aside all of these procedures, all of these safeguards, and somehow be able to do this is astounding to me. It simply couldn't happen. And the proposition that that is going on, that it might occur anywhere in the FBI, deeply corrodes what the FBI is in American society, the effectiveness of their mission, and it is deeply destructive.
The
Democrats applauding
Mr.
here.
Mr. Chairman, I have a motion. I have a Rule 11 motion, Mr. Chairman, Clause 2. I move to subpoena Steve Bannon. Mr. Bannon was a witness in the House Intelligence Committee investigation. He was under subpoena. He refused to answer
the
questions by Mr. Gowdy.
Motion, the gentleman is not recognized. The chair
Mr.
recognized.
Chairman,
the chair recognizes the gentleman from Maryland, Mr. Cummings,
Chairman, a motion is always in order. A motion is always in order, Mr. Chairman. It's Rule 11, Clause 2.
I will yield to Ms. Swalwell for 1 minute.
Mr. Chairman, I move to subpoena Steve Bannon. In our House Intelligence investigation, he was under subpoena. He refused a number of times to answer questions of Mr. Gowdy. Mr. Gowdy appears to have a sincere interest in getting to the bottom of what happened, and so I move under Rule 11 to bring Mr. Bannon to this committee. Also, Mr. Chairman is in receipt of Devin Nunes's letter to our committee recommending that the Judiciary Committee continue on the House Intelligence Committee's investigation into Russia and recommended witnesses. So I move now for consideration for Mr. Bannon to be subpoenaed.
Second,
and if he refuses, Chairman, for contempt proceedings to occur.
Mr. Chairman,
I
object
from
to consideration of the motion that is being made.
And
I yield back to Mr. Cummings. But the motion has to be heard immediately, Mr. Chairman, under
Mr. Chairman,
Rule 11, Clause 2.
Object.
General suspend.
Lots of confusion going on in the
motion
House
is not
germane.
Hearing. And the gentleman from Maryland, Mr. Cummings,
I move to
is
table
recognized.
The ruling of the chair. I move to overrule the ruling of the chair.
Mr. Chairman, I move to table the motion.
Motion been made to table the appeal of the ruling of the chair. All those in favor of tabling the appeal, respond by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
No.
In the chair, the ayes have
it. Mr. Chairman, I ask for a recorded vote.
Point of
I ask for a recorded vote.
Mr. Chairman, point of parlamentary inquiry.
Republicans have a majority here, so this is where there's an assumption that this has gone down.
Table, or for that matter, on the vote to appeal the ruling of the chair, do we take separate votes of the two committees or one vote of everything? My understanding was that both you and Mr. Cummings were satisfied with one roll call vote.
Yeah.
But we'll go through each committee in order, and then we'll take the cumulative vote after the conclusion of both
God
committees.
God help us.
I just wanted to clarify that point.
Mr. Chairman, I had asked for a recorded vote.
The recorded vote has been requested, and the clerk will call the roll. The question is on the motion to table the appeal of the ruling of the chair. The clerk for the Judiciary Committee will commence.
Mr. Goodlatte?
Aye.
Mr. Goodlatte votes aye. Mr. Sensenbrenner? Mr. Sensenbrenner votes
what
aye.
What they're voting on is there was a motion here to call Steve Bannon to testify, to subpoena him. And the Republicans are basically saying, you know, we want to table this particular motion. Republicans, of course, are saying, hey, let's table this nonsense. Democrats, they want this motion to go forward. And again, Republicans have a majority in the committee. This is not going to succeed at all for the Democrats, but they will go through the motions here because it's great theater and they've got to appeal to their audience. So that's what you're hearing now. It's a roll call of every single member of this particular committee before they can move on to questions, I believe, from Elijah Cummings, which I'm sure will be softball questions. While we do this roll call, I want to back up a little bit and tell you about some of what took place during the break. Man, it was quite heated. You heard the tail end of Peter Strzok's speech, in which, you know, basically the theme of it was, I am offended that you would think that I'm biased, and I'm offended you would think so lowly of the FBI, blah, blah, yada, yada, yada. That's pretty much it. I could have saved him all of the words and all of the anger and all of the theater. But that's basically what he was saying. And part of his position was he was kicked off of the investigation, not because of bias, but because of the perception of bias. I mean, you can't make this stuff up, people. Seriously. I'm not biased. There's just a concern about perception. By the way, the other thoughts going through my mind as I watch this, Vladimir Putin has to be absolutely positively thrilled and laughing his rear end off right now at what's going on in this hearing. This is ridiculous. Are they still doing the roll call vote? Still doing the vote. This is pathetic.
The clerk of the Oversight and Government Reform Committee.
One of the things Trey Gowdy covered earlier is the issue of the appointment of the special counsel in May of 2017. And he said, how long did it take for you to talk about impeachment? Peter Strzok said, you know, ultimately, he didn't answer the question. But Trey Gowdy did. Within a day, he was talking about impeachment. And he was talking about it again within 5 days. And this is despite the fact there weren't any interviews conducted. None. Zero. They had nothing. Not a single interview. Yet, Peter Strzok continues to insist he did not have any bias, and the only reason he was kicked off the investigation was the perception. I want to back up as well to one of the allegations here by the Democrats. They believe that Peter Strzok is being harassed. Poor guy. I hope you can see my crocodile tears running onto your radio right now. I have no sympathy whatsoever for this man. This is why I was saying when he was refusing to answer questions that have nothing to do with the investigation. These are questions in general that you should have no problem answering. But he refused to answer. And I was serious about this. If there were a way, and I've argued for this, if there were a way to criminally address situations like this, if you've got genuine oversight, I think there are people who ought to be arrested. But that's my thought. We'll listen to more of this spectacle as our broadcast continues. All righty. So they've had their votes and they've gone on with this spectacle. Right now, Elijah Cummings is asking questions. And I we'll listen to just a little bit of this. I have a feeling it's not going to amount to much. Let's check it out.
Hopefully, your answering that question will be helpful to my colleagues. In fairness to all of us. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you. And I certainly do, sir, appreciate and understand that question, that concern, and why people would lick those texts and want to know why and how they should believe that those personal beliefs played any role in my official acts. What I can tell you, sir, is that, first, I, like every FBI agent, like every person in this room, like everybody watching, has a political opinion. And each and every one of those people in the FBI, whatever their political beliefs, walks in the door and they leave those behind. The FBI has a culture. It is in our culture, it is in our training, it is in our policy, and everything we do is dedicated to the pursuit of the facts where they lay and applying the law to those facts. There is no room for personal belief. It is something that is anathema to us. It is simply something culturally that doesn't occur. And were it to occur, it would be noted and stopped. And in addition to that culture, we have policies, we have procedures, we have laws, we have guidelines that are designed to provide outside checks and balances.
Boy, those worked well, didn't they?
Review, to provide for any number of ways that the individual actions of any agent, any analyst, any support personnel are not acting in any way other than official policies and procedures. So when I tell you,
so why isn't Hillary Clinton in jail?
Personally,
I've had enough of this moron. Turn this guy off. And I'm serious. I just, this is what's so frustrating to so many Americans. How can this guy walk free when what he's done is a profound abomination and miscarriage of justice? And I've never questioned that from day one. But what I've also said is I have a strong feeling there's nothing of consequence that's going to happen to this guy. Nothing of consequence. And we'll see a lot of theater, and I suspect that will be about it. Am I wrong about this, Ron? What do you think?
Oh, you're absolutely wrong about this. First of all, when did Agent Strzok's First Amendment rights to free speech end?
We're not talking about his right to free speech, Ron. Amendment? Ron, bye. Answer my freaking questions, people. This is not about his free speech. This guy is a freaking government employee. And when you're brought to testify, you need to testify. Period. If you're not going to answer my questions, don't call this program. Don't start going off to some place like Siberia talking about whatever. Answer my freaking questions, people. This just drives me up the wall. But as I was saying, what is so frustrating about this, this is why so many of the American people are so cynical. This guy can do what he did. And here he is sitting up there very proudly offering his non-testimony and giving speeches about how wonderful he and the FBI are, how wonderful and unbiased he is. On the text line, listening to Strzok's opening statement, not sure if he is inebriated or in a state of disillusionment. Good question. Another person saying, fire them all at the FBI and start over. Something very important to mention, the Internet Alcohol Challenge. Well, we don't need to go into that. I think that would be extremely tacky. Jeff says, what a joke. Vince, how dare we question the integrity of Peter Strzok? After all, he was running around on his wife and family with a woman he worked with. The Strzok hearing going as expected. Democrats pulling every rabbit out of their hats to obstruct the truth. Yep. All these non-answers to Trey Gowdy's questions tells volumes. You're right. Drag this guy away in cuffs. Gowdy is on fire. You notice how he says he doesn't remember the text, and then he quotes from the text, admits he knew the text, and knew what was in it? Of course. Another person hauled the guy off for perjury. Not only Strzok should be hauled out in chains, the Dems involved should be charged for obstructing justice. Good luck with that. What else do we have here? This mess is truly my tax dollars at work. Isn't it wonderful? Look at the Democrats all scared, don't know what to do, and cornered, laughing my rear end off. Vince, the reason why these congressional hearings go nowhere is because of politicians like Elijah Cummings. There is a reason. The Democrat symbol is the jackass. I can imagine Maxine Waters, backed up by a row of mad ministers, having a press conference if there were a similar situation with an FBI agent sending texts about stopping Obama. Could you imagine? Oh, that would have been thermonuclear. How dare you? That would have been terrible. Let's go out to Jason in Charlotte. Good morning, Jason.
Hey, Vince. How you doing, buddy?
All right, sir.
Man, I just got one thing to say about these congressional hearings. I think it's one of the biggest waste of time we ever see because nothing ever comes of it, it seems like. And I agree with, I think you may have said it, somebody said earlier, he should be perjurized and thrown out because he's nothing but a bunch of hot air, and I'm sick of this dude. That's all I really got to say. Thank you, Vince. Keep up the good work.
Hey, thanks a lot for your call there, Jason. Let's go out to Renee. Good morning, Renee.
Hey, good morning, Vince. How you doing today?
Doing well.
Good. Love your show. This is just an abomination. It's just ridiculous. And have you ever played the game as a young child called Kerplunk?
Oh, yes.
And this is what it reminds me of. It's like if you move the wrong stick, the marble's going to go down and you're going to go Kerplunk. Now, let's get somebody serious right now on the line, and that would be Alonzo.
Oh, you want Lonzo? He would be much more credible, is what you're saying here.
No, I just want to be much more educated than what I'm listening to right now.
Wow. Well, I take that as a high compliment for Lonzo, that you think very highly of him. And Renee, thank you very much for your call. You really have to watch brain cells start to melt when you listen to this guy go on and on and on. And Democrats, they love it. They, you know, it's perfectly acceptable what has happened here. Randy out of Kannapolis, good morning.
Good morning, Vince. Nice show today.
Thank you.
Except for one thing. This idiot that's on there is talking about, he takes offense at the questions about him and his FBI, and says that he puts his feelings and everything else out at the door when they go in. He's a liar. What did his boss man do when they got asked him about Hillary? He got up and gave his opinion and said, "Oh, it's my opinion that we can't charge her with anything, even though she did these things wrong."
He laid out the case for charging the woman, didn't he? And then he said they made the decision not to charge her.
Yeah, but then this guy says he takes offense at a point that they're saying that the FBI. I think the FBI is full of crap.
Yeah, there's all sorts of problems there, and no doubt a need for a serious house cleaning there. Would you not agree? 49 minutes after 11 o'clock, we have the House Oversight Committee hearing going on right now. We've been listening to a good portion of it this morning, especially for the fireworks. Let's listen in just for a moment before we go back to some of your calls here.
Attorney Page, who was also involved in these investigations.
Sir, I disagree with that. I separated out my personal beliefs from any action I took officially as an FBI agent every day.
Do you recognize how your vitriol against President Trump makes it appear you could never approach the case in a fair-minded manner?
Sir, of course I appreciate that. I understand.
So let's discuss a text that hits home for me. On August 26, 2016, you texted Ms. Page, quote, "Just went to a Southern Virginia Walmart. I could smell the Trump support."
Oh, boy.
And smell is in capital letters, all capital letters. What does Trump support smell like, Mr. Strzok?
Sir, that's an expression of speech. I clearly wasn't smelling one thing or the other. What I was commenting on is living in Northern Virginia.
What does that mean?
What I meant by that was living in Northern Virginia, having traveled 100 and 150 miles south within the same state, I was struck by the extraordinary difference in the expression of political opinion and belief amongst the community there.
And you described that as smell in capital letters.
Sir, that was a choice of the quick choice of words in a text.
All right. So earlier,
seen or heard.
Okay. So earlier you had texted Ms. Page on that another part of Virginia, Loudoun County, which is, I think, in Northern Virginia, is, quote, "still ignorant hillbillies,"
oh boy,
end quote. Is that what you meant?
No, sir, not at all.
That you consider Trump supporters to be ignorant hillbillies?
Not at all, sir.
What did you mean by that?
Well, sir, the first thing I'd tell you is as a proud Fairfax County resident, there's a healthy sort of competition between Fairfax and Loudoun. Second thing I would tell you is that in no way did I or do I believe any resident of Loudoun County or Southern Virginia or anywhere else in the nation are any of those things. That was a flippant text.
So do you understand the implications of this text when my constituents in Virginia read it?
I do, sir. And I would ask you to tell them that that was in some cases, certainly unfortunate use of words that in no way do I believe that those things are what.
Now, you and Ms. Page used personal phones and accounts to communicate. Have you turned over those communications to the Inspector General?
No, sir.
If not, why not?
Sir, they asked, and working with my attorney, the Inspector General, and I arranged an agreement where I would go through my personal accounts and identify any material that was relevant to FBI business and turn it over. It was reviewed. There was none, and my understanding is the Inspector General was satisfied with that action.
We know from text that you and Ms. Page would transition to iMessage and Gmail. Who determined that messages were only personal in nature and not business-related, especially since you've just testified at length that a number of the communications that you have made on government communications devices were personal in nature?
Sir, the broad context of what I used personal email and phones for was personal communication. For those things that were work-related, almost universally...
All right, so I think we get the idea here. Man, that was pretty devastating. I mean... Basically, what he's trying to get us to believe is what I said, I really didn't mean. I mean, honestly, do you believe that? Not in a million years. Ramsey, good morning. Welcome.
Very good morning. Clean the whole house thing. You know, they'll make them, this liar, they don't have Jesus in their heart. They do not know what the hell they're doing. I did know that, but why people lying and still there on a job? If me and you lie on a job, we'll be out. And they're making million excuses. Come on, have 4 years term, and they will have only 4 years at.
It's frustrating to watch, isn't it, Ramsey? Just absolutely no judgment here. That, I mean, this is not complicated stuff. This is pretty basic stuff. And yet... this is Washington culture. I think this is part of what is so frustrating to so many people watching from afar. Simpsonville and Dick, good morning.
Hey, Vince, Dick. Sometimes I love you, sometimes I hate you. But can I go off topic just a little bit? I love you.
You got about a minute.
Okay. Rosen, I want your opinion on Rosenstein. Just sick 300, almost 300 federal prosecutors on Brett Kavanaugh. To do opposition research. Did you hear that?
Ah, okay.
Have you heard that?
I have not heard that yet.
There's 97 special prosecutor offices in the United States, and he ordered three prosecutors from each office to investigate Brett Kavanaugh.
This is something I'm not aware of. We'll certainly look into. Was there another point you wanted to make?
No, that was it.
Okay.
I don't want to take you off topic.
Okay.
I apologize.
I appreciate your call. We have enough time for Rod. You got about 30, 45 seconds here.
This is quick, Vince. Hey, man, enjoy your show.
Thank you.
The guy was on Ambien when he texted. I missed that. The whole he's on Ambien, man. You have a great day.
My goodness. You know, I go back to something I said before, that I really believe that the Russians are, they're laughing at us. Just like the other day when I was going through the airport and there was something going on. It was just really stupid at all the security precautions that take place. You know, the terrorists are laughing at us. You know, it's the same kind of thing. Look at the strife. And what is the strife over? It's over protecting people who are lying and who are deceitful, who are dishonest, who are not following their oaths. Why? Why is this even a debate in America? It should not be. We'll continue with this tomorrow. Have a good day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.